So in case you hadn't gathered it by now, today is Mother's Day. It was officially established as such in 1914 by Congress, and they put it not on any day, but they put it on a Sunday, and they put it on the second Sunday in May. So it became a holy holiday on which to appreciate mothers, our mothers, I would say the mothers among us, and the mothering within us shared with all around us. As Ruth Rosen says so well in the beginning of her well-known essay, Mother's Day for Peace, to ignore your mother on this holy holiday is unthinkable. And if you are a mother, you'll be devastated if your ingrates fail to honor you at least one day of the year. Just hold that word for comfort and help. Ingrates. If you are among those who view yourself in some kind of mothering way, perhaps you'll feel some appreciation. Maybe you'll be one who gets flowers, maybe a meal out with family, a phone call from children that are away, and maybe there's somebody to fix breakfast for you at home. Yes, Mother's Day is a special day that has struggled with its commercialization from the beginning. And it's also at the same time much deeper and more complex. I think it can be seen as a truly holy day. These Mother's Day sentiments connect to deeper historical roots that themselves then emerge from biological energies and then even larger existential parameters. Mother's Day has roots in Unitarian history and its soil in the very nature of being. It is the mother energy of and for life that brings us into being and makes each new day possible. This day can remind and inform our broader actions in the world of what it truly means to live well. This Friday was the third anniversary of my mother's death. So I awoke to that new phenomenon of group texts, you know. But I woke to them from my two brothers. And one of the texts simply said, to mom, with an exclamation point. And I replied, to mom, indeed. And then I said, and today is the third anniversary of her not being here. My eyes filled with tears as I finished texting that thought. I was surprised that there was emotion. I was surprised at that emotion. And then I texted more. I just texted, I miss mom. And that gets me even now as I say it. I started to text that what I miss is complex or needs explanation. But I didn't. I just left it with what came from inside, without words, and just with tears. So what do I miss? What is that when I say I miss mom? There are the specifics that belong to my mom, just as there are for each of us, each of you. There was the way she thought and the way she talked with me, the way she argued with me, the way she welcomed me. There was her house, our family home. There was her music, her hospitality, her life around my life. It goes on and on, even as much of it wasn't there physically in her later years. It was and is in me, in my cells and in my bones. And then the more basic or fundamental sense of what I miss is what we all miss, whether we got it from our mother or not. There is a momness, a motherness in life, and a lifeness in mom that we yearn for. It is that sense of belonging, belonging that just came with my early years. It was that being right with life, at ease with living. There was right relationship before I ever could or had to think about it, before I even had those words. I experienced a place. I experienced my place in life and in the world. And even as I ventured out, I got to come back to it. It was what I knew. life welcomed me and cared for me, and it did it by way of my mom. And I thought, as I wrote that, whether I deserved it or not. And getting this it of being as being something I deserved was never a question, at least until I got to my teenage years, perhaps. But whether you deserve something or not depends on if you are worthy. But that worry about being worthy came in later years. It was not part of my early awareness. I was living in a gift that gave me life, even if I didn't have the perspective to know what appreciation really was. Deserving comes from the Latin desire, which means serve well, serve well. And from late Latin, to be entitled to because of good service, be worthy of. Deserve has a sense of being earned and given. Are you doing well? Are you doing the right things well enough to be deserving? Are you living right to be deserving? How are you doing today? I was worthy simply because I was alive. I was my mom's child, a mother's child. I was a child of life. So is each and every one of us. So is each and every one of you. What is our first principle? The inherent what? Worth. The inherent worth and dignity of every human being. Universalism, not an elect special few that get it right. It's everyone who starts like that. Inherent. That means it's just in us because we are alive. That's how we begin. We are gifted our start in a way a mother forms the universe then to us and for us. It's not only mothers that are or have to be the mothering people in our lives. In times where biological mothers are unable to do their part for one reason or another, or when they die too soon, relatives, friends step in. Any one of us may have an opportunity beyond ourselves to help life take good form. That is mothering. I said there was complexity beyond the basic foundational understanding. Oh, yeah, absolutely. As I grew up, there certainly were issues. You can just put everything into that word. There were issues. There were the conflicts of me finding my own way, of me being me, not necessarily the me that my mother had in mind, but that didn't stop her from trying to influence the me that I was to become, and she did. It's only now as I look back I realize what she did for that path. There were issues. There were life dramas and challenges. There were hers and mine, her style, my style, all of them coming together and clashing. I remember the cultural struggles through the late 60s and 70s, and that just names a few in the package. Imagine coming home with your... Well, anyway. It was a time when you were a teenager and your hair could be a little too long, and all of a sudden your parents didn't love you anymore. I can remember standing in the hall yelling at them going, "But I don't do drugs, I don't drink, I haven't gotten anybody pregnant, I make straight A's, and it's just because my hair is too long." I didn't tell them I hadn't had sex, but... Yes, there were conflicts. You know your own struggles to get it right with Mom. And that was because of... Bridge Club had commented on something they heard from the high school about me and my hair and jeans. So even though we quit talking about much of consequence years ago, I still think about calling her in life's important times, in those difficult moments, in those weeks where I just go, gosh, I wish I had somebody to sympathize with me. My title for this morning, Mother's Blessing Way, came from reflecting on this month's theme, what does it mean to be a people of blessing? You know that bless originally meant to make sacred or holy. It came from Old English and referred to, and it has no roots in other Germanic languages, and referred to a pagan ritual that involved marking with blood. Invoke blessings on. In Christianity, it came to be blessed means to be favored by God. And it wasn't until around the 11th century that the word blessed began to take on meanings of happiness and well-being. Why? Because of its phonetic similarity to bliss. It sounded like bliss. Bless sounded like bliss. And those are now the meanings that have become more how we understand it. May you be right with life. The modern definition we used last week was a beneficial thing for which one is grateful, something that brings well-being, a person's sanction or support. And all that is reflected in this morning's title, Mother's Blessing Way. That just came to me, and I put it down, and it took me a while to realize why I use that combination. I mean, I had other ways, but Blessing Way is also the name of the first five ceremonies that are central to the Navajo understanding of the universe and how the universe works. If you want to take that back, it's how God works, how God is. The first and most important one is translated from the Diné into English, so that's the more modern English, using these later meanings of blessing as Blessing Way. The explanation and orientation of Blessing Way seems to reflect and connect with the same energy that I describe as foundational to life and coming through our mothers. It is described as honoring the divine feminine as a nurturer. Mother's Blessing Way. It is a ceremony to awaken one to natural order and choosing constructive and life-affirming choices. The understanding is, Patricia Ann Davis writes, that once awakened to the natural order, we begin living the loving way. She says there is a continuum from disease or dis-ease to well-being. Oh, there's that hyphen making the one word out of two. The blessing way restores what? Well-being. It does that by restoring us to the order of life. Blessing Way is powerful. It stands in relation to the second ceremony, which is Protection Way. This honors the divine as a protector provider. But protecting what? Providing for what? Protecting life as it should be, and safety and conditions for what? For nurture, for life to be life. And create life, life-affirming rather than death-producing. We recognize that Blessing Way and Protection Way are not separate. They reside to some degree in all of us, whatever our biological sex. The power of mother and mothering includes a protector fierceness that carries it beyond our efforts to romanticize or domesticate it, keep it at home. Mother's Day should be seen as a day for restoring, life-affirming, natural order. Looked at in this light, Julia Ward Howe's Mother's Day proclamation that we read this morning, which was written in 1872, right after the end of the Civil War and during the Franco-Prussian War. At a time when women's and men's roles were much more defined and divided, and women's roles were very culturally restricted. Her proclamation calls women to life-affirming action in order to try to recover and reground the protector energy of the men into more life-affirming choices, to help them recover more of their well-being and actually that belonging that's given by being. When we were reading it, I saw that the language got some people in the beginning to, what number was it, Judy? 572, 573, to laugh at the language. Reeking with carnage, I think, was the phrase. But think about the sentiment in that. We will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Think about that in our corporate world and how that applies. Great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. They'll not come to us behaving in a way that is not life-affirming and expect us to be excited about it. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. All that we have been able to do to bring them into the blessing way. Remember that Julia Ward Howe was a Unitarian and a writer, as well as a reformer, and she's probably best known as the author of The Battle Hymn of the Republic. Professor Ruth Rosen says that many middle-class women in the 19th century believed that they bore a special responsibility to care for the casualties of society and to turn America into a more civilized country. To the activist, the connection between motherhood and the fight for social and economic justice seems self-evident. Think about it. What would an equivalent proclamation and action for today look like? It might be a call for a Mother's Day to support working mothers with childcare, health care, higher minimum wage, paid parental leave, to protect them and give them what they need to nurture well-being of those they bring to life. That would literally be a Mother's Day for peace and for healing in the world. It also changes, just thinking of it that way, also changes my focus when I read House Bill 2. It brings the minimum wage into my eyes and the prohibition for cities and counties to establish a minimum wage that is different from the states into stark being. Mother's blessing way. Last night at the Salsa Shark concert, there was a young woman in her early 20s who was one day short of 36 weeks pregnant. So it was obvious. And I was standing next to her, and I said, I know everybody's asked you this, but how close are you? You know, and that's how I found out. And so we got in a little bit of a conversation, and I told her that line that you've heard me say now from about Mother's Day about 4 years ago, where it came to me that my mom was the portal through which the universe became me. And we stood there, and we both got tears in our eyes, settling into that notion, the portal. Yes, mom is the portal. Oh, and the other piece, you've probably heard it because I use it as one of my reasons for or examples for why you should turn off your cell phone when you come into the service. Because I said it, and just as I said, when the universe became me, somebody's cell phone went off with the Star Wars theme. Exact second. So mom is the portal, and earth is the creator and supporter then of her life and the life to come. It is the blessing way. It is the natural order. Earth is the mother through which light becomes life. It really helps to think this way rather than thinking about a transcendent out there God doing it off there. It can be immanent in all that is, but it becomes part of who we are and where we are. Earth is the mother through which light becomes life, becomes each of us. It is our planet home which nurtures life. It doesn't happen anywhere else. It doesn't happen anywhere else. So Mother's Day is Earth Day. And for the most part, we don't care. All of us, in a way, We don't care about that. We don't think about that too much. But we must care. We must nurture. We must protect. Whenever you hear sustainability talked about, think of it as sustaining or caring for Earth's nurture ability, which is our nurture ability, the ability to take care of life. Think about Earth's blessability, our ability to be blessed. This is nothing less than Mother's blessing way. So when you take a flower on your way out today, hold it in your hand. And like this Mother's Day, think about the stem. Think about the deeper roots. Think about the soil and rain and light and nurture and power which made this beauty you hold in your hand alive and then real, and then from which it has been cut, just like Mother's Day, but to which it can still be a guide. Mother's blessing way. And may this be a blessed, connected, and happy Mother's Day for you.